If you plan to buy a drone in the near future, you may no longer need to register it with the government. Last week, a federal court struck down drone registration rules that have been in place for recreational drone users since 2015. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. April Glazer is a reporter covering drones for Recode. She joins us from San Francisco. April, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
And tell us about this case and what the court said in its ruling.
Right. So Americans basically no longer have to register non-commercial drones with the FAA. And this means that if you buy a drone that you plan to, you know, fly for fun and not get paid, like, say, if you were a professional photographer, then you don't have to go through the registration process at all anymore. So last Friday, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. ruled that the FAA's drone registration requirement for hobbyist pilots violated a law passed by Congress, which was the FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012. And that law ordered the FAA to create rules for commercial drones, but it also specifically prohibited the FAA from regulating model aircraft. So on Friday, the court ruled in favor of a model aircraft enthusiast named John Taylor, who brought the suit and agreed that drones flown for recreational purposes are model aircraft and that the FAA's registration requirement is against the law.
So you reported that, somewhat surprisingly, drone companies were not happy with this ruling. Why not?
Right. Well, you know, DJI and other industry groups came out and said that they actually liked the registration rule. And they liked the registration rule because it gave a level of accountability and cooperation with law enforcement. So, you know, police are concerned that a drone is flying and they have no idea who's operating it. It could fly over a jail and you know, drop contraband. It could fly, you know, close to an airplane or into a wildfire. And the registration requirement allowed them to at least have some level of accountability. So if they were able to get the drone in some way or intersect with it, they could know whose it was and then get that operator to be accountable for the way they were flying recklessly.
So what about the people who have already registered their non-commercial drones? What happens to all that data?
I'm not sure what's going to happen to all that data. I mean, the FAA's drone registration website is still up, and it still says that you have to register the drone on the FAA's website if you're flying for recreational purposes. So that's a really good question. I mean, this just happened Friday, and I think the details are still being ironed out.
Is it possible that the FAA will appeal this decision?
It's certainly possible, but the law that the federal court said that the FAA violated actually expires in September. And so there's actually a chance that there will be legislative action in that the FAA, another FAA kind of authorization act will be passed. And sources in D.C. have told me that Senator Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, is planning to introduce some legislation that would update and clarify the agency's authority here.
And give the agency the authority to require registration of drones, you're saying?
Yeah, registration of non-commercial drones.
If I see a drone flying over my house, is there anything I can do as a citizen about that? Do I call a number and say, I don't want this drone flying over my house? Or am I at a loss for recourse?
So it's a great question. If you were to see a drone flying over your house, you could call the police. But the police, even then, even if that drone is registered, would have a hard time locating the operator of that drone because the operator is not in sight. That's kind of the point of a drone, right, is that it goes where people can't see. And so the FAA has talked about passing some sort of remote identification rule, you know, where the drones would communicate on radio signal and kind of give their registration information, which would include who the operator is, that would allow police to be more accountable for that those types of incidents. But right now, you know, law enforcement have complained that this is something that they feel that they're not able to effectively enforce or to be accountable to people about.
That's April Glazer, a reporter covering drones for Recode. April, thank you.
Thank you.